Chapter 9.
This is perfect. Delicious. Salivating.
Kryzak wiped the sweat from his colorful head. Before him, a small image of a man shimmered inside his grand tent, speaking on a bright carpet.
It's going well, High Cleric,
the man said in common.
Nath Dragon battles the Ettins as we speak. Others have split up. I must go now.
The gray image bowed. He snapped his fingers. The image faded away.
I wish I could see it,
Kryzak said, wringing his hands. He walked over and sat in a plush chair. Two Drekas were on each side. Four acolytes in gray robes with single tattooed rings on their bald heads stood inside the tent as well. He snapped his fingers. One acolyte readied a goblet, the other poured. Kryzak took the goblet and drank. For years he'd been hunting dragons. Now he was hunting the most valuable one of all, Nath Dragon. He had longed for this day, longed for the day he could prove himself to be the one, the only one for High Priestess Selene.
I want to be alone now, he said.
The acolytes departed, ducking through the tent flap one by one. Behind him, the Drakus, nearly 7 feet of brawn and scales, stiff as statues, remained. He liked them. Commanding things so big and powerful gave him a thrill. He patted the bright tattoos on his head with a satin cloth.
Nath Dragon, he muttered. So far, so easy.
The clerics of Barnabas were a crafty lot. Their eyes and ears were everywhere. In cities, large and small. In villages, but not all. He slumped back in his chair and closed his eyes. He smiled.
No one can evade Barnabas.
Nath Dragon and his party had been caught leaving Quintuclan. It was the last place he'd been seen since they trapped him at the temple. That's where the Drulchers came in, flying notes back and forth faster than eagles. They tracked his every move southeast, towards Narnum. Kryzak's guess at Nath Dragon's destination was the elven city of Elom. Judging by the direction of his travel and the company he kept, an elven wizard, a roaming ranger. Why there, he didn't know, so he kept his distance. He had to work fast, though, find any help he could get. That's how he'd found Etten Cove. The giant brutes had taken some convincing, but in the end they had agreed. Kryzak had his ways. Now, the Ettins laid into one small village after the other. There was no way Nath Dragon and his party would miss them. No way the cries and despair of voices wouldn't lure him. Especially when Kryzak had spies within the ranks of the Legionnaires.
I wish I could see it.
He mumbled some words, and smoke billowed from his mouth and nose, filling the tent in thick layer of gloom.
But we'll see how it goes.